Good morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Sean Callahan.
Okay, Mr. Callahan. Okay, hold on. One second here. Let's see here. For some reason, here I go again. Okay, Mr. Callahan, you're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the warrant, the two allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we take note that you was notified of this hearing back on November the 16th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
That's correct, sir.
And it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
That is correct.
And as you can see, there are three board members, panel members, participating in your hearing today. And they are, to my left, that is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. To my right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Kawanis. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. And the gentleman that you should be able to see there, that is Mr. Grady. Mr. Grady is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Callahan and Mr. Grady, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
I swear.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Callahan, as I've indicated, you have two allegations on your warrant, and I'm going to read them. And once I read them, would you tell me whether each one of them is true or false? The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your being in possession of syringe and a black tar substance on October 17, 2017 at the Maricopa Reentry Center located at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona. Sir, is that true or false?
That is correct.
Okay, correct means true. The second one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on October 16, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated October 23, 2017. Sir, is that one true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Callahan, I move to find that he's in violation of the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
By the unanimous determination of this board, sir, you have been found in violation of the terms and conditions of your supervision. Now the board is going into phase two of your hearing. In phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on community supervision. However, we begin phase two by receiving some background information before we have a conversation with you. Therefore, we're going to ask that you remain quiet. We'll be back to you very shortly. But at this time, we're going to ask Mr. Grady if he would be kind enough to give us some background information on Mr. Callahan. Honorable Mr. Grady.
Mr. Callahan was released from DOC on September 27th of 2017. He was arrested on October 17th of 2017 by parole staff. He has no new charges. He was returned back to DOC on October 17th of 2017. He has a CSED of January 26th of 2018 that reflects zero abscondes. Current convictions, 2017, criminal possession of a forgery device, 1 year. 2017, criminal possession of a forgery device, 1 year. He has no prior convictions. His one term with DOC. His CUIR scores are 2.2, mental health scores are 3, substance abuse scores are 1. He has no gang affiliation. He has no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary violations are minimal. He had one arrest, 2017, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction, probation. Community risk score is a G4V4.
Okay, thank you so very much, Mr. Grady, and we're back to you, Mr. Callahan, and you have very minimal information on your case supervision summary, but we do take note that when you were released, you were to reside with your grandmother in Peoria, Arizona. How long did you stay with your grandmother, sir?
I stayed with her for 20 days. What's up?
Okay, and then what happened after 20 days, sir?
I was arrested again.
Okay, and you were arrested by staff, okay. And during the 20 days that you were out, did you have any employment at all, sir?
I didn't start my job, but yeah, I have pending employment.
Okay, and what?
I can still go back to.
What would you be doing, and what kind of job was it, sir?
It was rough carpentry at United Construction Group on 67th Avenue and Fire between Northern and Olive.
Okay, so we're glad that you had lined up some employment. We're sorry that you were reincarcerated before you got a chance to actually get started with that, but glad, hopefully they're still holding the position for you. Okay, sir, and we released the programming. I guess you did not have a single UA, did you, sir? During those 20 days?
No, sir.
Okay, sir. Well, I guess my question is very simple. You appear before this board today, and you admitted that you had the syringe and the black tar substance, as well as your being tested for a drug in October. So why were you, I don't want to use the word using, but why did you have somewhere around you or on your person these what could be perceived as illegal substances, sir? Why did you have them in as much as you were on community supervision?
I messed up. I relapsed.
What did you relapse on, sir?
I relapsed on heroin.
Was that a drug of choice before, or was this something new for you?
Yeah, it was a drug of choice before, sir.
And you have, how long had you been using it in the past, sir? Since you was real young, or something that happened since you've been incarcerated? How long have you been using it?
Since I was real young, my mother died at the age of 9, and I started using to numb the pain, to try and run away from my problems. And that's where I, those choices as far as to get help and counseling and to go to drugs has led me here in prison.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that your mother passed when you was 9 years of age, and I know that can be, that can really create some problems. But you mentioned the word counseling, classes, so forth. Have you had any counseling or any classes to help you deal with your use of heroin, in any classes at all, sir? Any programming at all? I mean, anywhere along the way. Yes, sir. Have you had any, sir?
As far as in my incarceration or on the streets?
Either one or both classes.
I have both. I have my certificate from Maverick House Sober Living and the rehab that I completed, and I was clean for 4 months. I was doing good, living in the halfway house, and then my mother died on the weekend of Thanksgiving. It was the 10th anniversary of her death, and I got depressed, and I used that as an excuse to relapse, and now I've been using ever since. And then I also have my certificate here in DOC and AA classes that I went to trying to get home.
Now, whether this board lets you out now or you get out on your date in January, how are you going to deal with your drug addiction? Have you thought about that? How are you going to deal with it? Because you said since you were young, I guess since you were about 9, and when certain anniversaries and so forth come up, you relapse. So have you thought about how you might deal with it in the future, sir?
I have, sir. Upon my release in September, I got out and I went and I talked to my old boss to get my old job back. I got a certificate in Tucson for tattoo removal to, and I did those things, but I didn't go back to the sober community that I've grown with and had support from in the past. I didn't call my sponsor. I didn't go to the meetings back at Maverick Sober Living that I did so good at in the past. I feel like that's where I really went wrong. Is instead of going back to getting treatment, I just tried to go back to work and be a normal member of society. I think I kind of lost sight that I'm not just a normal member of society. Like I have previous issues, like drug problem that I have to constantly seek help for, it, or else I will slip back into old ways and relapse.
In the past, so at any point in, have you had any residential, have you been admitted or taken advantage of any residential programs to help you deal with your drug situation, sir?
Yes, sir. That was part of the Maverick Sober Living, the Maverick House program. It was 30 days residential first, and then you have the option to move into their halfway house. And I did that and stayed there for 4 months.
And yet, and still you end up relapsing again. Okay, sir, I'm going to see if other board members might have questions for you. The Honorable Mr. Kiwanis has questions for you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Mr. Callahan, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Every now and then when we're having one of these discussions, it is kind of an opportunity for me to learn or for the board to learn, but when did you start using opiates?
15 years old, sir.
Now, did you graduate from like pills to smoking, heroin to needle abuse, or how did that happen?
No, I didn't use pills or anything like that. I went straight to heroin.
Straight to needle use?
Smoking the needle.
Thank you. Again, we know there's a big heroin problem on the street right now, and it is an opportunity to learn. So thank you for being honest with the board, Mr. Callahan.
Thank you.
No further questions.
Thank you, Honorable Mr. Kiwanis. Further questions, Mr. Neal? Honorable Mr. Neal?
No, sir.
Okay. Board seems to have no further questions for you at this time, sir. But we want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board, because this is your hearing before the board goes into discussion and makes its determination. So is there anything else you would like to tell the board at this time, sir, without repeating yourself?
There is. First, I'd like to thank you guys for taking the time to hear my case. Yesterday, I had faxed over, or I had asked the CO3 to fax over a letter from my grandmother and my certificate for AA. The letter from my grandmother says that my uncle just passed away. So I would also ask if I could be out on the street for Christmas and be there to help her in her grief. I'm sad too, but I wasn't as close to him as she was. I'm the only one that she's got left in Arizona. My dad moved to California. I only have my grandparents. I got a character letter. My grandpa sent in a character letter, but I didn't get it until yesterday afternoon. He wrote on my behalf that I would like to send to you guys. I can read it to you guys, but I don't know if it's going to make a difference.
I'm not sure whether it'll make a difference, but you can feel free to read it, sir, to the board, because the board does not have it, to the best of my knowledge.
Okay, do you want me to hold it up or show it to you in the camera at all?
No, you can just read it.
Prior to his recent incarceration in the Yuma facility, Sean was actively pursuing employment to make himself a respected member of our community. I believe that he had secured a job with a construction prefab company in Glendale, Arizona. Prior to his incarceration, he also met with counselors at Glendale Community College to enroll for completion of his GED. I know he has had a troubled past after the death of his mother when he was 9 years old and is trying to make his past stay in the past. He has also completed a drug rehab program at Decision Point last year in Prescott, Arizona. Sean has also avoided himself from any contact with acquaintances that prevent him from completing his mission of becoming a productive and respected part of our community. Sean is not a career criminal and unfortunately was exposed to drugs in his past. He has committed to our family that he is intending to live a clean life and move beyond things of the past. Please accept this family request to grant Sean release and reinstatement during his upcoming review. Respectfully, Paul Kovar, grandparent.
Thank you so very much for sharing that with the board, sir. And I would also point out, to the best of my knowledge, and I can be corrected by other board members, you mentioned a couple of other things, including a certificate. They did not reach our desk as of this moment, so we haven't seen them either. But we thank you so very much for getting them to the board. Okay, at this time, the board will go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. And following this discussion, sir, the board will make its determination. We operate under the open meeting law. Therefore, you please stay on the phone, and you can listen to us. And following this discussion, the board will vote. The board is now in discussion. Again, very unfortunate situation. One, I understand and sympathize with Mr. Callahan has had some drug challenges since a very young age. Really, I believe it's dating back to 19, but very serious beginning at age 15, as I believe he stated just a few moments ago. And unfortunately, when he was out, he did relapse. And that's very, very unfortunate, because he has great potential. I sense that in listening to him and in talking with him. He is great. Unfortunately, from my perspective, he's just not been able up to this point to really get a handle on the use of drugs, illegal substances, and right now, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members. I think it might be best if he just put a program together while he's still incarcerated, so when he gets out, hopefully he will not use drugs again. But I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time. I don't hear anything else coming from other board members. I'm going to offer a motion, see where it goes, and if not, then we can always have a counter motion, and my motion is going to be to find that Mr. Callahan violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was a delinquent, that he had, or may have lapsed into criminal ways in as much as he had, in as much as he was using illegal substances while he was on community supervision. I further move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same. Okay, Mr. Neal, sir?
Oh, you agree?
Okay.
I agree.
By unanimous determination of the board, sir, your community supervision has been revoked. However, you will be out, as you already know, on January the 26th of next year, 2018, which is just a very short period away. I hope that you do not take this as being negative, but we do hope that you will put together a plan not to use drugs again, so that when you get out this time, you won't relapse, that you will be successful in the future. Good luck, and this will end your hearing, sir. And if you will be kind enough to put the CO3 back on, I will certainly appreciate it, sir.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.